and the elevation change that I mentioned in four. And then moving on to exhibit six. This photo shows the area between the seawall and the outcropping slope recommended by the excavation of contractors as what they call the no disturb area. And their reasoning again on this is was that it's currently a compacted area and it's stable at this point. And to disrupt that area up close to that seawall or anywhere closer than they said 15 on the minimum, 20 on the long site, may create potential foundation issues for this seawall, either water being able to be introduced in or the decompacting of that that area. And photo seven, basically for your information only, there's not much to say other than it depicts, as previously noted, that this lot is 50% smaller than any other lot in the neighborhood. And so, and the with the outcropping and the eroded area is significantly reducing the area, the build area. And then as requested, the exhibit eight locates the sewer district pipe, the hookup, and the well as well as on the just inside the property line on the west side by 4 feet. And then exhibit nine will show the water well head located, as I said, 4 feet inside the northwest lot line. This too, between both of them, would not affect any have any effect with the setback. And the request for consideration of approval for a front setback adjustment from 25 feet to 10 feet and a side setback from 7 feet to 5 feet would enable us to adjust the build area and be able to put a reasonable size home on there. What I mean by reasonable size is around 2,100 to 2,200 is what we were figuring fit in there talking to the contractors. And that was assuming that we didn't get up to the 15-foot to 20-foot setback on the backside of the lot, as recommended through the contractors.
How far away are you indicating you're going to be away from that seawall?
They recommended 15 to 20 feet.
Okay.
Just said even running machinery in there and trying to dig it out would decompact or uncompact.
Right.
And,
disturb.
That could be a... and disturb that that land. So, and again, I'm not familiar with that, but I do understand what he's saying, and I have no reason to doubt what they say is factual.
Sure.
Okay. And then lead up tonight, we've spent, Mel and I, a couple of months and sent out numerous letters to folks in the neighborhood trying to get their, to let them know what we would like to do and also get some input. Unfortunately, we received really nothing back other than one, and we did meet with that individual, and they were happy to see that somebody was going to finally move into the neighborhood and clean the lot up. And somewhere, I believe it was in the opposition's letter that we were looking to build a 4,000 square foot home and have it for a nightly rental. Not at all. And this is going to be something that Melanie and I are going to come out here and stay in through the winter and probably into the summer. And the only other folks who would ever be using that property would be my sons and my grandsons. And so it would not be any type of a rental whatsoever. I wish I could have spoke with that individual. Maybe I could have relieved some concerns. But that did come up in the opposition letter. So in preparing for the conclusion statement, I realized I just couldn't say what title 049.059 says and that currently exists by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, and topography, and the other extraordinary and exceptional conditions. Creates an exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship, unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant and privilege as outlined in Missouri State Chapter 64, 865 through 880, in the Taney County article of 049.059, and it includes in that is subsections B and D, and also subsections 1 through 3. And I believe that I've met all of those conditions at this point, and if not, and you have some questions, I'd certainly be happy to answer them. But my wife and I, Melanie, we respectfully request that you folks please consider authorizing this requested variance. This request is based on the reasons and hardships that I presented to you folks this evening. Again, thank you for your time, and I hope that I've met the standards that are required for this consideration of this variance. Now, again, I think there's still that letter of opposition that needs to be addressed, and I'm happy to go through that with you folks if necessary.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Mr. Edmonds.
Yes.
I see your exhibits, but I don't see, do you have an actual footprint of the house just yet, or no? You're asking for worst-case scenario that maybe it may vary, or have you gone that far?
I have. I've talked with the contractors that have come out, and they've given me a rough idea. Of course, the way it stands now with the variances that are in order today, 60 feet would be the widest, and we're coming in at about 68 feet in depth, and that's assuming that get this resolved here. But that was also the 67 feet deep did not take into consideration the 15-foot setback or at the seawall.
Okay.
And so to answer your question, no, I don't have a footprint. In fact, I'm going to be meeting with architects tomorrow and then some additional builders, actually two of the originals and then another one that they recommended this week.
Trent, did you have any questions?
Not as of right now. Thank you.
Okay.
Could you tell me again the size of that you're guesstimating on the house size?
A maximum of 2,400 square feet. That would be the max. I'm leaning toward 2,100.
Single story, I suppose.
I'm sorry?
Single story, one level?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The wellhead, where is it comparison to where you want to locate the house? I found it on the picture, but I really didn't look. I couldn't. I saw it today. Actually, I went out and looked at the lot today.
Oh, did you? Okay. The wellhead is right at probably like 4 feet inside.
Yeah, towards the front. That's what I thought it was right at the front.
Somewhere in here.
Yeah.
And then
the
sewer is right about here. Yeah. Any other questions?
Not at this point. I would like to hear from the opposition.
Sure. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak in favor of this variance? Okay, is there anybody that would like to speak opposed to this variance? Okay.
Brad Allen, Ingram Law Firm. We represent the Siesta Point Community Fund, which is a nonprofit organization whose members are all residents of either Siesta Cove or Poverty Point. We've seen you all before in being over here trying to stop nightly rentals. It's the same group of folks that were involved in that are here now. With this situation, this lot is approximately a quarter acre, just below that. It's about 75 feet wide by about 110 feet long. That's a typical size for a quarter acre lot. Now, a quarter acre lot may be small, and how this ended up just a quarter acre, I have no idea. My guess is it's been that way for a long time. But it is what it is, and it's been that way for a long time, and it looked exactly like this whenever the applicants purchased it. They didn't walk into this blind. They were able to see what it was, and they did it anyway. The application is asking for a variance due to building difficulties because of that rock in the center and the eroded area approximately 20 feet in front of the lakefront. Again, that's talking about a building difficulty. It's not an exceptional use or exceptional restriction. It can be fixed. Just because that land is packed in does not mean that that seawall cannot be removed and have the rest of that fixed. It's just going to be more costly. That's not an exceptional anything. This is a rock on a piece of property in the Ozark Hills. Guess what? We have rocks. Many, many residents of Taney County have to deal with the same thing all the time. If we open this Pandora's box of, well, this is going to cost me a little bit more to fix this in order to build the house that I want to build, how many people are you going to have in here saying, well, I would like to do this and save me a little bit of money? The other thing, I heard the applicant mention that this is not going to affect the neighbors at all. I'd like to know where that crystal ball came from, because we don't know what's going to affect the neighbors 50 years from now. We don't know what Canacuc's going to do with that property out on the point, and we don't know what's going to happen with the property next door. You can already see from Scott's pictures that there's a fence line that they've put right there. By shortening that side setback, you're allowing that house to get even closer to that fence line. Well, does that affect that neighbor or not? Who's to say? And who's to say it doesn't affect the neighbor 20 years from now? The actuality is that even with the current setbacks and accounting for the eroded area that he's claiming is unbuildable, you still have approximately 4,000 square feet of buildable space. I mean, to build a 2,100 square foot home in 4,000 buildable square feet, that doesn't seem to be problematic to me at all. The applicants purchased this lot. On the applicant's application specifically states that one of the reasons that they're asking for this variance is because it, quote, offers more options for house designs. Again, I would state that that's neither an exceptional or peculiar circumstance that would allow for a variance to be issued. Just because you want to pick a different type of house design, well, there were other lots that maybe you should have looked at. If you couldn't build the house that you wanted on this one, then maybe this wasn't the lot for you. The applicants purchased this lot knowing where the rock and the eroded area was, along with what the current zoning setbacks were, and they would have had an opportunity to discuss these facts with any builder prior to purchasing the lot. They chose to purchase it as it is. The lot was originally listed for $359,000. After having been on the market for 2 years, it was purchased for somewhere in the neighborhood of around $280,000, which would appear to give an $80,000 discount, which would hopefully cover any of those extra additional costs to deal with the current lot as it sits. Side note to that, and I know Don put this in his letter, that at the approximately $280,000 purchase price, that comes out to approximately a little over $1.2 million an acre. So, you know, that's pretty extensive. Without the strict enforcement of the zoning regulations in this instrument, I just wonder what we're opening the door to. This is neither, again, for the Ozark Hills or for any part of Taney County, this is not exceptional topography that creates some sort of peculiar instance. Every house that's along that lakefront road has had to deal with the exact same issues as what this lot has. And while we don't have any particulars for that, you guys have all been here long enough. You know what that land looks like across there. I mean, it's rock all the way along that. Basically, it's the point of the Siesta Point Community Fund. The request for this variance is really nothing more than to save the applicant cost. It's not that it can't be done. It's that it's easier to do it with the setbacks or maybe cheaper to do it.